As talks continue at the annual International Climate Summit this year, known as COP26, Mainers are among those urging the U.S. to follow up on its commitments. Groups want Congress to pass federal climate legislation and for President Joe Biden to declare a national climate emergency. Alex Cornell DeHue is a veteran and former Maine state representative who leads the group elected officials to protect America. He says during his time in Afghanistan, he witnessed firsthand the impact that water and other resources can have during times of conflict.
Conflicts across the world are due to climate and water security issues. And what's happening, unfortunately, is it's becoming a threat multiplier that the U.S. is very insulated in many ways against, but it's also coming to the U.S. in much more grave manners.
The Biden administration's Build Back Better framework includes more than $500 billion in investments to curb climate change. Groups say these investments are urgent, but more will still be needed to address the existential threat. Cornell DeHue adds that Maine is playing its role in pioneering technologies to help the U.S. go even further, from offshore floating wind turbines to aquaponics, growing fish and plants at the same time indoors.
These are really amazing climate solutions that are being developed and can be implemented across the U.S. and world coming from Maine.
World leaders concluded their speeches earlier this week and secured global agreements to reduce deforestation and methane emissions. Methane is the second most prevalent greenhouse gas next to carbon dioxide. Meanwhile, in Congress, Democrats are trying to keep a measure in the Build Back Better Act that would place fees on methane emissions. This is Lily Bolke with Maine News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.